Imagine the dismay of a farmer who's done everything possible to protect their produce from a known threat, only to find that it has not been enough. That's the situation for some oyster farmers in Tasmania, where record heat in the state's south has triggered an unusually early bout of Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome, or the POMS virus. Water temperatures in Pittwater Estuary near Hobart have reached 26 degrees Celsius, creating the conditions the POMS virus needs to survive. Reporter Felicity Ogilvy has been to meet some of the farmers at Pittwater who've discovered that their oysters are dying.
In the hills east of Hobart, surrounded by wineries, oyster farmers Josh Polk and James Calvert are working on a large still bay called Pittwater.
We're standing at a rivulet called Cross Rivulet, and it's a bit ironic because this was the first area where Tasmania's government back in 1946 introduced Pacific oysters to Tasmania. So we're standing right in the same location as what those pioneers did in 1946.
Oysters usually thrive here, but today the men's hands are full of empty oyster shells.
You'd think I'd be getting used to it now, but no farmer likes seeing their stock die, that's for sure.
The oysters are being killed by a virus that develops in warming waters, Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome, or POMS.
So they're the first mortalities that we've had this summer with POMS. So this was stock which was bred for resistance, and we've pulled obviously the percentage out that were dead. So, we've obviously left the survivors back in the water with our fingers crossed, hoping they'll get through.
Now, the oysters that are dead that we're looking at, the shells are open. What is it about this POMS virus that actually kills the oyster?
From my understanding, it attacks the nervous system of the oyster, which controls the adductor muscle, which that adductor muscle gets weak and the oysters stay open and prone to predation from other sea life, and also just losing their water completely and drying out.
Josh Polk also runs an oyster farm at Smithton on the northwest coast of Tasmania, but he brings his oysters to Pittwater to fatten them up.
Each bay around Tasmania has a unique taste to it. The ones in Pittwater and Island Inlet have a strong salty flavour, very oceanic. In Pittwater, they're probably a little bit saltier due to the fact that it's such a shallow bay and very slow-moving water, so the salinity can get quite high.
Is that also the problem, why POMS has come here first, because it is shallow?
We don't know how POMS got here. I don't think we're ever going to know that. It does make it one of the more susceptible bays because of the shallowness of the bay. It tends to heat up quite a lot.
The POMS virus has reduced Josh Polk's oyster business by 70%. James Calvert is also losing money and staff.
This coming year of 2018, we will not have a lot of mature stock at all, so it's a matter of riding out that cash flow period until we can get our survivors coming through, hopefully at the end of 2018, but probably more realistically, probably mid-2019.
So far, James Calvert has found that about half of the oysters that have been bred to resist POMS are actually surviving. He hopes that survival rate will get to 80% soon so he can keep farming in Pittwater. Josh Polk also is going to persevere.
Any stock that we handle this time of year and that is looking to go back into the water, we're actually looking at putting it in the chiller for at least 24 hours. The low temperature of the chiller should knock the disease on its head a little bit and give them a better chance of surviving the initial wave of POMS.
It'll be months before the men work out exactly how many of their oysters have been killed by the disease.
Felicity Ogilvy reporting.